Hello. Hi, how are you doing today, sir?
Good.
Awesome. My name is Tony from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. If you don't mind me asking, how concerned are you about climate change? Very, somewhat, not too concerned, or not all concerned?
Not concerned.
Okay. Now, recent studies from...
It's going to happen, so...
Okay. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Yeah, because the government's spending money on it. That's right.
Okay, but that's because of the government, correct? Not because of climate change.
Right.
So would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Yes.
So you would agree or disagree?
I agree.
Would you agree with that strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure in Maryland more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Run that by me one more time.
Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change in Maryland, and also ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
No, I would not, because I feel they're already spending too much on it now. And
so would you oppose it strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
I would oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, would you tell me if you would support it strongly, somewhat, or oppose it strongly or somewhat some of these particular proposals, okay? Expanding quality health care, would you support or oppose this?
Somewhat.
Support it or oppose it?
Oppose it.
Okay. What about building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose this?
Probably oppose it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
What about...
Somewhat. It would be somewhat, because either I'd be for it or oppose it, and I wouldn't somewhat oppose it.
Okay. Now, improving electrical grid reliability, would you support or oppose it?
Support it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise, would you support or oppose it?
Support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster, would you support or oppose this?
Repeat the question again.
Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose that?
Support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose this?
Support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about installing air conditioning in buildings that need it? Would you support it or oppose it?
Support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
We're almost done, okay? I would like you to tell me if this sounds convincing, very somewhat, or not too convincing, or not all convincing. The communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. How convincing does that sound? Very, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat.
Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. How convincing does that sound? Very, somewhat, not too convincing, or not all convincing?
Convincing.
Very?
Somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat. Now, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning us, the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to get worse. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. How convincing does that sound?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or would it have no impact on your opinion? On your opinion.
What are the answers again?
If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact on your opinion about that lawmaker?
No opinion.
Okay, so no impact. Now, right. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or have no impact on your opinion?
Is that commercial or residential or both?
Actually, both. I mean, it's not specifying here. It just says every new building.
New building.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every new building. And the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. No.
So that would diminish your opinion about him? Or her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I feel that the propane and gas and natural gas is plentiful and it burns pretty clean and we don't have it's not making that much of a difference.
All right.
Okay.
So okay. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil companies and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion on that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
Would you support oppose a bill that makes Maryland road, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil companies and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to the consumers? Would you support it or oppose it?
I don't want to pass it on to the consumers, so...
Okay. So you would oppose that, correct?
Yes.
Would that be somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. In the 2024 election, if that election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., Independent.
It'd be a toss up between Kennedy and Trump.
Okay. Who would you say that you would vote for if you had a vote today?
Maybe Kennedy.
Okay. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. In which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and over.
Which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Republican.
What is your race?
White.
Awesome. Thank you very much, sir, for helping me complete this survey. Thank you. And have a wonderful day. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All bye-bye.
Right. All right.